chapter 5, verses 1 through 10.
今天我们要从希伯来书第五章第一节到第十节，我们来看今天的信息。
I'll read one verse, and then Brother Paul will translate. Every high priest is selected from among men, and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weaknesses.
他能体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。
This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as for the sins of the people.
故此他理当为百姓和自己献赎罪祭。
No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was.
这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙神所造，像亚伦一样。
So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, You are my son, today I have become your father.
如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
He says in another place, You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek.
就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远的祭司。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And he was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，大家早。
Welcome to those of you who are visiting Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church for the very first time.
我们欢迎那些第一次到我们教会来的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们。
Let us greet one another with a happy Thanksgiving handshake.
我们的用我们的这个握手来庆祝感恩节快乐。
Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Thanks for your patience with me.
Bless you.
Christopher, good morning, good morning. Thank you, may be seated. This season of the year is a time of thanksgiving.
在这个时期是一个感恩的节期。
I have so much to be thankful for today.
我实在今天有很多心存感恩的事情。
I'm thankful for my darling wife Deb and her family.
我为我心爱的妻子跟我的家人感谢。
I'm thankful for my job and good health.
我也为我的工作和我的健康的身体来感谢。
I'm thankful to live in America.
那今天我也为能够住在美国来感谢。
America is a God-blessed land of freedom and a place where we can live our lives in peace.
美国是一个受到神祝福的一个有自由来敬拜神的一个地方。
We are a nation who sends missionaries who share the gospel throughout the world.
我们也是一个差派宣教士的一个国家。
I'm thankful for our veterans and active military.
我也为我们的军人和那些退伍的军人来感谢。
These men and women have sacrificed and many have given their lives so we can pursue our dreams in a land of safety and security.
他们为了我们做了很大的牺牲，甚至他们自己的生命，让我们能够在安全的环境里面来追求我们的梦想。
We ask God to bless and to protect our troops who are in harm's way.
那我们就求神来祝福我们的军人免受伤害。
Do we have any veterans in our congregation?
我们今天在我们当中有没有退伍军人？
Let's stand up, please, if you're a veteran.
请你站起来，让大家能够来知道你是谁。
We have one veteran. I am thankful I have a pastor who is a man of God.
为我们教会有牧师, 是个爱神的人来感谢。
He's also a veteran of 10 years here at the church.
他也是在我们教会里面可以算是一个, 这个服侍了10年的一个仆人。
I'm very thankful to be part of this church.
我也很感谢能够在这个教会成为这教会的一份子。
On October 26th, I had a heart attack, and I've been shown overwhelming love and concern from this entire church.
在10月26号的时候,我的心脏病突然发作, 我经历到那排山倒海般的基督徒的爱心。
Your love and care will always be remembered.
那你们对我的爱和关怀, 我永远是存在心里。
Thank you so much.
谢谢你们。
We're not meant to go through this life solo.
我们在这个地上的时候, 我们所走的路不应该是个人走的路。
We really need each other when we go through the valleys, these dark valleys in life.
当我们经过死荫荫的幽谷的时候, 我们需要互相的扶持。
Of course, I could go on and on.
我可以言不其烦。
Remember, I'm a preacher.
你要记得我是一个讲道的人。
The theme of my message is that I'm thankful for Jesus.
今天我主要要讲的, 这个信息是, 我们要为基督而来感谢。
Jesus Christ is our perfect high priest.
基督是我们完美的大祭司。
The passage we read today can be divided into three sections.
今天的信息我们可以把它分成三个大的部分。
The first section outlines the four main principles related to the high priest office as described in the Old Testament.
我们第一部分是有关于在旧约里面, 要成为大祭司职分的四个大的原则。
Let's look at the first four verses.
我们先来看, 最前面的第四, 四个节, 在, 希伯来书里面前面的第四节。
Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理神的事, 他要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
The high priest is human and he represents the Israelites as he makes sacrifices for their sins.
大祭司是个人, 他代表以色列人, 要为他们的罪献祭物。
Secondly, he's able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weaknesses.
大祭司他的另外一个特性是会连续那些迷途的人, 因为他知道他也是个人, 也有他自己的软弱。
The high priest is also very sympathetic to those who wander off the path of right living, because he understands, because he's also human and he's weak.
他也会连续那些, 迷途的人, 因为他知道他自己也是会, 犯同样的错误的。
Verse 3 says this is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people.
所以第三节里面他说, 故此他理当为百姓跟自己献赎罪祭。
Leviticus chapter 16 portrays the day of atonement.
利未记16章里面描述一个救赎的日子。
The high priest takes two goats and a bull.
大祭司取了两只山羊和一只公羊。
He must first of all slaughter the bull as a sin offering to make atonement for himself as well as his household.
他先要把一只, 牛宰杀了作为祭, 为自己和家人的罪在神面前求赎罪。
After casting lots for the goats, the high priest slaughters one of the goats as a sin offering for the people.
然后他会抓签, 然后决定是要哪一只山羊来杀了为百姓, 为百姓来赎罪。
The other goat is brought alive from the tent.
另外那只山羊就活着带到帐幕的外面。
The high priest lays his hands on the head of the scapegoat, confessing all the sins of the people before the Lord.
大祭司会把手放在这个山羊的头上, 然后为百姓在神面前认罪。
After that, he sends the goat into the desert.
然后他就把这个, 山羊放到这个, 沙漠里。
Verse 4, no one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was.
第四节里面说, 这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取。 唯要蒙神所召,
God himself is the one who confers upon the high priest the honor of this appointment.
那神他自己来任命这位大祭司。
The author in Hebrews in the second section, verses 5 and 6, turns to the appointment of Jesus Christ as the high priest.
在希伯来书第五章里面的第二段第五节跟第六节描述了耶稣怎么样被任命为我们的大祭司。
Verses 5 and 6, so Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, you are my son, today I've become your father. And he says in another place, you are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek.
如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
The author uses Psalms 2:7 and 110:4 which contain declarations made by God to Jesus.
作者在这边是取诗篇第二篇第七节和110篇第四节里面告诉我们，神宣告耶稣为我们的大祭司。
And Jesus has been appointed to a new and unique priesthood because he is both God's son as well as God's high priest.
耶稣被任命为新的和有特别身份的大祭司，因为他是神的儿子，也是神的祭司。
The final section shows the path of the appointment.
这一段经文的最后的一段描述这一个任命所需经过的过程。
Is a path of reverent submission, obedient suffering, and eternal salvation.
耶稣是经过了一个敬虔的顺服，经历苦难时的顺服和永久的救赎。
The first step for Jesus on the path of the appointment is the appointment is reverent submission.
对耶稣来讲，第一个最重要的是敬虔的顺服。
Verse 7 says, During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and was heard because of his reverent submission.
在第七节里面告诉我们，基督在肉体的时候，即大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
The term reverent submission is the author's reflection of Jesus' experience in the Garden of Gethsemane.
敬虔的顺服是作者对基督在克西马尼园之内所经历的反思。
This is a crucial point in the climax in the passion of the Christ.
在这个在耶稣受难记中是一个很重要的一个高潮。
It was an emotional time of agony, turmoil, and struggle.
那是一个充满痛苦、混乱和挣扎的情感的状态里面。
It was when Jesus fully relinquished his will to that of the will of the Father.
那这是当耶稣把自己完完全全的把自己的意念完全交在神的手中的时候。
Throughout the book of Hebrews, the author exhorts us to see Jesus, to fix our thoughts on Jesus, to fix our eyes on Jesus.
在希伯来书里，整本书里面，作者鼓励我们要定睛仰望耶稣，把我们的思念、意念也都全然定在耶稣的身上。
That's a long one, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
It was.
We're constantly encouraged to look to Jesus Christ because he is our perfect example.
我们不断地受鼓励要把基督做我们完全的榜样。
Have you today fully submitted yourself to God's perfect will for your life?
你今天是不是已经把自己全然地献上给主呢？
Who is in control of your life?
是谁在主宰你的生命？
Are your ears open to the voice of God today?
你的耳有没有在静听神的声音呢？
Let's ask Jesus Christ today to teach us the way of relinquishment today.
让我们今天来求神教导我们怎么样学习舍弃自我。
Giving our will to the will of the Father.
把我们自我献上给主。
The second step for Jesus on the path of the appointment is learned obedience.
成为大祭司的第二步是要学习顺服。
Verses 8 and 9 say, Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he had suffered and once made perfect.
Verses 8 and 9. 第八跟第九节，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
At first glance, it may look as if Jesus learned obedience because of he learned obedience because that he was made perfect.
从表面上看来，似乎基督是因为从顺服中学习而被变为完全。
Actually, as a result of the suffering, Jesus' perfection was accomplished by the completion of his mission of redemption, which was climaxed by his death and resurrection.
但是因为他受苦难的结果，耶稣的完美乃是借着他救赎的使命，在他死和复活中得以成全。
In other words, Jesus Christ as our example.He obeyed his father and he fulfilled his mission on this earth.
换句话说，基督就成了我们的榜样，来顺服在天父面前。
Then the application to this is what motivates us in our pursuit of God.
那我们怎么样来应用呢？我们今天到底是什么来激励我们呢？
What makes us tick?
到底什么让你觉得很兴奋的呢？
What drives our lives? Are we molded by this society or this world's philosophy? Are we swayed by the latest commercial or video clip? What feels good, looks sharp, or what works at warp speed? Is this what really motivates us?
那些看来似乎很吸引人的东西，有节奏快感感觉的东西。 我们给他迷住了吗?
And have you been to Best Buy lately? They got some good stuff there too.
你最近有没有去那个百事买的店啊？那边很多这个新的东西来吸引你。
You see, one author writes that we should not embrace this world's value system, for she is a mother who often eats her young.
有一个作者曾经说过，我们不能拥抱这个世界的价值观，因为她会是一个吞吃自己小孩的母亲。
You see, our motivation in life should come from the voice of God as is given to us in the written word. Our greatest need in life is a right relationship with God. Again, we need to look to the person of Jesus Christ. He is both the authority in our life as well as the answer to life's greatest need. And that greatest need is a right relationship with God. I'm thankful for those today who are making this commitment to let all of you know, let the whole world know that they have a right relationship with God.
我今天为我们当中的弟兄姐妹，我要在世上来宣告，他们是属神的这几位这些弟兄姐妹们来感谢神。
The third and final step for Jesus on the path of the appointment is his provision as a source of eternal life to all who obey him.
第三个和最后的步骤，要成为大祭司的这个步骤，是基督成为所有愿意顺从他人永生的来源。
Verses 9 and 10 say, he became the source of eternal life for all who obey him and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
第九、第十节告诉我们，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称为大祭司。
Jesus Christ is our perfect high priest.
耶稣是我们完美的大祭司。
Jesus is the God-man.
耶稣是神，也是人。
Jesus authored salvation.
他是我们的救赎主。
Jesus is our high priest, sympathizes with us in our weaknesses.
他是同情我们软弱人的大祭司。
Though sinless in the Garden of Gethsemane, he offered up prayers to his Father.
虽然他没有罪，但是他在克西马尼园的时候为我们向神献上祷告。
He was called by God to this path of appointment.
神任命他成为我们的大祭司。
You see, the grand result of Jesus' submission and obedience is our eternal salvation.
耶稣顺服的最伟大的结果就是成为我们永久的救赎。
Our perfect high priest offered himself up on the cross of Calvary as a sacrifice for our sins.
我们完美的大祭司把自己献在加略山的十字架上，为我们的罪牺牲了。
Jesus shed his blood in his suffering death that opens up the door of salvation to all of us.
耶稣为了我们的罪洒了他的血，为那些愿顺从的人开得救的门。
But we must obey the Lord.
但是我们需要愿意顺从。
To obey today, you must pray this prayer to our Heavenly Father.
你愿意顺从的话，希望你能做以下的祷告。
If you want to make Jesus Christ your Savior today, pray this prayer with me.
如果你愿意让耶稣作为你救赎主的话，就请你跟我做同样的祷告。Dear
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。I
understand that Jesus Christ, your Son, died on the cross for our sins.
我知道耶稣基督，你的儿子，为我们在十字架上死了，然后为了我们的罪死了。And
he rose again the third day, a victorious Lord and King.
第三天他又复活了，他成为得胜的主和王。
I believe that he died for me, and I confess that I'm a sinner in need of eternal life.
我相信他为我而死，我也愿意承认我是一个罪人。I
ask you today for forgiveness of my sins and save me through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
我愿意求主今天来饶恕我的罪，然后借着基督的牺牲来救我。
I submit myself to you today as my Lord and Savior.
我愿意在你面前承认你是我的救主。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求, amen.
Did you pray this prayer from your heart to God the Father today?
刚才有人做这样的祷告吗?
If you did, you can feel free to search out one of the church leaders and we'll take time to talk to you today about your eternal salvation.
如果你有的话, 我们, 教会的长职跟同工们, 会愿意跟你谈一谈。
And I just pray that this time of Thanksgiving will be a blessed time for you and your family. May God bless you during this time of Thanksgiving.
我希望在这个感恩的季节里面, 你会得到, 神的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.